I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's special envoy will hold talks with Russian President Putin in Moscow. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After U.S. officials met with Ukrainian officials in Florida over the weekend, the diplomatic effort shifts to Russia.
This is sort of the shuttle diplomacy that you've seen from this administration play out, where we speak equally with both sides.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says presidential envoy Steve Witkoff will be discussing the proposed U.S. peace plan with Putin. Administration officials point to progress, but also say key sticking points remain. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The first nor'easter of the winter season will move out of the southeast and up along the east coast late tonight through Wednesday. Meteorologist Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says big cities such as Boston and D.C. might be spared heavy snow.
It looks like it's going to be a relatively fast moving storm system. So, and the rain snow line looks to be west, generally west of I-95. So from Boston down to D.C. generally should be rain. It may start off as snow at the onset, early Tuesday morning, but then changing over to rain.
Donald Trump's doctor says the president had MRI imaging on his heart and abdomen in October as part of a preventative screening for men his age. That's according to a memo from the physician released by the White House on Monday. Sean Barbabella said in a statement that Trump's physical exam included advanced imaging that is standard for an executive physical in Trump's age group. Barbabella concluded that the cardiovascular and abdominal imaging was perfectly normal. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 427 points, the Nasdaq dropped 89. This is SRN News. Democrats have a religious imbalance in their party.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and has concluded that on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democratic voters. But the Pew report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious, amongst the Democrats, only black voters make faith a priority. Black Democrats are much more religious than their white or Hispanic fellow voters, presenting another fracture in an already fractured party.
Correspondent Michael Harrington. Pope Leo joined Orthodox patriarchs and ecumenical leaders in Turkey over the weekend to commemorate the 1700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea. This historic gathering produced the Nicene Creed, a statement of faith still recited by millions of Christians around the world. The Nicaea gathering took place at a time when the Eastern and Western churches were still united. This is SRN News. Airbus has updated most of its 6,000 A320 passenger jets to fix a software glitch that could affect flight controls.
The European airplane maker says a vast majority of jets have received necessary modifications. Fewer than 100 still need the updates. Airbus apologized for disruptions over the weekend as airlines rushed to implement the changes. The issue, flagged Friday, involved intense solar radiation corrupting critical flight data. The problem is suspected in a JetBlue incident October 30th. The FAA and European regulators required the update. Rich Thomason reporting.
Starbucks will pay about $35 million to more than 15,000 New York City workers to settle claims it denied them stable schedules and arbitrarily cut their hours. The settlement was announced Monday. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.